Show.
You know, you know what other commercial gets on my nerves a little bit?
What's that?
It's that ongoing love affair. This commercial is getting all these rave reviews.
Oh, about coffee?
The coffee. That, you know, that one guy who kind of looks like a kind of guy that would hijack a truck to me.
Right.
I could see him with a stocking mask over his face.
He ain't got none yet.
And that aging unit next to him there.
Somebody's tearing it up.
Somebody's tearing it up.
I think it's the elevator man.
Everybody thinks it's so cutesy cute. You think the elevator man's stabbing it?
I think the elevator man's knocking the bottom out of it.
Well, here's what bugs me about that. The commercial gets such rave reviews, and I like the coffee, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it's that commercial that all this cutesy business, I tell you, if it was me, I'd have backhanded that coffee out of her hand a long time ago. I said, get over here. I'm going to give
That's
you some
it.
Decaf right here, right now.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? I mean, sooner or later, you got to close, right? You got to close on that thing.
That's it, man.
And
she's got that little smirk on her face like somebody's been knocking the bottom out of it anyway.
Well, what bothers me is that I guess we're so captivated with this little cutesy-wootsy romance thing.
Right.
And everybody wishes they could be pursued that way, and I guess a lot of guys wish they could carry on that way. But I tell you what, if that guy is not seeing anybody else, and he's waiting and waiting for this woman, his deadly testosterone buildup, I mean, his eyeballs must be floating. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to blow the back of her head off.
I mean, look at the woman there doing that thing. And then on top of that, he's going to Paris for 2 weeks thinking that her brother was her boyfriend. Now what's he going to do in Paris?
Yeah, right.
The commercial makes me nervous. I wish they'd have the conquest, and then they could have the reality of it. You know, after he's been over her place two or three times, and then,
right.
Would you like some coffee? Get your own coffee. You were lousy. That thing's a little roomy. Who you been dating anyway? What's going on here? You know, what the progression of the relationship. First is all that fencing that they're doing, and then the aftermath, maybe a Sunday morning where they're drinking the coffee under the covers, and then the weeks go by, the gradual embitterment, the relationship dissolving, and then he could be drinking the coffee with his lawyer as they're planning their divorce action, right? Hey, you want another cup of coffee? Yeah, put a shot of bourbon in it while you're at it. Oh, dude, at once, if I could just get my hands around her throat. And she's doing the same things. Let me tell you what he did to me. Oh, no, we don't really have termites. The damage to the headboard is my tooth marks. Oh, God, he's a sick man. And they could be drinking the coffee the whole way. What is our fascination with that commercial? Could it be, Americans tend to be fascinated with the UK anyway. For some reason, you know, our accents have no glamour to them. Let an Englishman open his yap, and right away the whole world stands up and takes note.